Over the weekend, a special law enforcement team captured Martin Richards for violating parole. The search for the convicted murderer by the Clinton Essex Franklin Special Response Team occurred in the towns and wilderness areas of Essex County. Clinton County Sheriff Lieutenant Nicholas Leon, who commands the team, says the coordinated tri-county team was activated even though the public danger was believed to be low.
However, there was a lot of concern from family and friends based upon his history. But parole and the members of law enforcement that were involved felt the danger to the public was quite low, although we as law enforcement were obviously concerned.
So the special response team was activated to search and find and arrest him. How often or how unusual in this case was it to activate the special response team from across the region?
So the special response team is an asset that can be utilized by other agencies, and that was the purpose of the creation of it. We possess certain tools and skills that allow us to provide not so much what you would term a better response, but a more in-depth response. We've got some uniqueness with what we can do with the team, and it's not a rare event, but at the same point for this situation, it worked out to involve the special response team.
So did this coordinated effort, because it's a special response team from Clinton, Essex, and Franklin County, along with the Department of Corrections, did this coordinated effort accelerate Mr. Richards' capture?
Yes, absolutely. So the special response team is comprised of members from Clinton, Essex, and Franklin County. In 2015, Sheriff Favreau created the Clinton County Sheriff's Office special response team. Since then, we realized that there was a need to expand on that and bring in some partner agencies. So he reached out to the other sheriffs, and they did. They signed on. They had it approved by their bodies in order to make sure we could enter into an intermunicipal agreement, which was a legally binding agreement to get us all involved. We have multiple members across the three counties. The Department of Corrections is not on the team, but they reached out to us to provide the special services to assist them with this. They had a lot of people on the ground. They brought up their Office of Special Investigations people, and on top of that, Plattsburgh Parole and some other members from their unit to keep pressure on trying to find Martin Richards.
In reading your press release, I had a flashback to the Dana Mora search because his whereabouts were unknown. You cite that the special response team was in the wilderness and towns of the greater Essex County area. I mean, what exactly did this search entail?
So parole was working on developing actionable intelligence, stuff that we could work off of. They had multiple interviews with people that said they saw Mr. Richards and they were with Mr. Richards, and they started working it back, and it spanned from Scroon Lake up to Elizabethtown. We went to multiple locations based on their intelligence. We did our own little work up, and we assisted them in searching multiple residences based on the information that was developed. Once we tracked back, we were able to find exactly where Mr. Richards was actually staying, and we did further searches from there. I don't want to explain exactly what we did from that point, but multiple resources were used to keep pushing out further and further, which then brought us into the wilderness, into that area, which kept him on the move and ultimately pushed him to the point to where he ended up getting a little bit slower, and we were able to catch him.
With all of this personnel out looking for him, how were you able to avoid the public noticing that there was this intense search going on?
So the intensity of it is something that is secreted. It's hidden out. You're not really just telling the public, hey, you know, I've got this group of people and I've got all these people out there looking. A lot of the intelligence community, the parole and Essex County narcotics people, they were plain clothes. They were out looking and doing their thing. And as the special response team, we tried to be as subdued as possible. We did not want to, one, alert Martin that we were out there, and two, we didn't want to alarm the public. We knew that the conversations that were had were more detrimental to himself and what would happen if he was to meet law enforcement, and we did not gather the information that he was going to be a general threat to the public. So we did not make it a sweeping manhunt. It was more of a isolated tactical response to specific areas based on intelligence.
There were reports from what you wrote that he said he wouldn't go back to prison and that it was believed he was armed. But you also say that he was taken into custody without incident. So what was the special response team prepared for, and what did they actually encounter, if you can tell us at this point?
Yeah, the information early on was that Mr. Richards was, from what I understand, he was paroled two times or three times, and he was violated that many times. And his sentence originally was 15 years to life, and he was under the impression that he's going back to prison for that life sentence. The parole made it clear that he obviously had concerns about that from what they were generating with their intel. So he was not going to go back to prison, and they refer to the term suicide by cop. And what we were hearing from people that were being interviewed was that in comments that they had with Richards before it became known that he was wanted was that he was going to not go back to prison. He was going to die suicide by cop. Therefore, we felt like the threat was mainly going to be towards law enforcement if we encountered him. On the day that we actually did encounter him, we worked up our ops plan, and we were able to find Mr. Richards in a residence that he certainly was not expecting us to be arriving at, and we were able to take him into custody. He offered zero resistance to us, immediately observed us entering the residence, and gave himself up.
Lieutenant Leon, you note that Richards was placed in the Essex County Jail on a docs warrant. What exactly does that mean? And then what's the process from here?
So basically, it's what we call a parole warrant. He gets picked up, he gets brought to the jail, and then New York State Department of Corrections parole comes over. They interview him. They say, you've been violated for this, this, and this. You're going back to prison. And then he's transferred back to Department of Corrections custody.
The Special Response Team is a coordinated effort between the Clinton, Essex, and Franklin counties sheriff's departments. Officers are trained in high-risk search and arrest and woodland tactics and tracking. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.